Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's shaking, bacon?
This, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
At least it's shaking, you know.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Well, I have to give a shout-out, Lynn.
To who?
Well, I injured my foot. Did I tell you that? Yeah, I injured the ball of my left foot. It's very difficult to explain, so I won't. When I'm doing something and putting makeup on in a mirror, I tend to put my mirror on my windowsill of my office. And then I pull my office chair, which is on rollers, up to the window so that I have natural light, and I love it. So I'm plucking my eyebrows and, you know, just checking everything out, and I do it on a daily basis. So because my feet, it's at the window, and, of course, where am I going to put my knees? They're going to hit the wall. So I pull the chair in as close as I can and put my knees out to each side. And now I'm in bare feet because it's always after I take a shower. And to hold the chair, because it's on rollers, it's my work chair, it's a beautiful leather chair, but it's on rollers, you know. And so I didn't realize what I was doing, but I was holding my toes like to anchor me so the chair didn't move or roll, because I'm using my hands to, you know, put my makeup and do my eyebrows and stuff. And so I'm holding on to it. And a couple different times I noticed my left foot, I got sort of like a stingy little pain every now and then, and it would just go away. And the other day, last week, it just came and never left. And so it was good in the morning, and then towards the end of the day, it would start to really be painful. So you know that it's painful enough that if I call a doctor, because
yeah.
You know how I am, went... I called a friend of mine who is, well, our friend Billy McAndrew. So his girl, Stacy Dunda, who her sister Linda and I are best friends. I was in her wedding. She was in mine. And we've been friends. We worked at Third National Bank together a zillion years ago. And we became fast friends there. And we're still dear friends, even though she lives out of state now. But Stacy worked, and so did Linda a long time ago, for Dr. Baldessari, Mo Baldessari, who was a podiatrist, because everyone said, call a podiatrist, just go. So I made an appointment last week. Stacy got me in. I went in there on Monday morning, and of course, my foot was x-rayed. Mo looked at it, felt as if sore here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. So anyway, I'm on a steroid pack right now, so it's now the middle of my third day. And, of course, the last 2 days I have been on my bike, which I shouldn't be, because then, of course, you know, you're using that part of your foot to pedal. So I've been doing that as well. And so today I said, I'm not doing it. Next couple days, I'm just not doing the bike. I need to let this thing heal. So anyway, while I was in there, so he was a doll, came in, took care of me, couldn't have been nicer. So in there, I see the name on the door, Anthony Brutico. And I said, Anthony Brutico? I'm thinking, well, I know that's, he's an ENT. But I thought, well, so I get in and Stacy introduces me to this young doctor. And she said, this is Dr. Brutico. And I said, oh, I said, because when we walked in, I said, Stace, isn't that? She said, no, that's his father. I said, oh, my God, do I feel old? Do I feel old? You know, so anyway, this young guy who is a podiatrist, Anthony Brutico Jr., he's a doll. We're talking and we're getting, and I said, honey, your mom used to cut my hair a million years ago at the hair loft. I said, your mom lived across the street from my cousins on Madison Avenue years ago in the Hill section. They grew up together. Oh, he said, I know. Because when he heard my last name, he said, yeah, they're your cousins. And I said, yes. And he said, yeah. And I said, your Aunt Diane. And so the whole story. But I said to him, he could not have been. He was so kind, Lynn. He was I saw Dr. Baldessari, but he had left. But so we ended up talking, and he was so helpful to me in other ways as well, because he just stayed and we talked, and Stacy and I were out there just talking. The ladies in the office were wonderful. It was just such a positive experience. And I said, you know what, Anthony? I said, I got to talk about you guys on we have a radio show, which is Thursday. It's live to tape, and we'll air it on Saturday. I said, and I guess his wife is also a podiatrist. And just, I thought, you know what? He passed with flying colors, even though they don't have it. And you know, I say doctors should have a year-long training on bedside manner. This kid could teach bedside manner because he obviously can tell how well-raised he was, because he said he's the oldest boy. He has two older sisters, and then there's a bunch of them underneath him. And I'm just telling you, what a fine, capable, kind young guy. I mean, Mo, who I really didn't know that well, Dr. Mo Baldessari, he was couldn't have been nicer, kinder, sweet, comes in, does what he has. Like, everything was good. And then I ended up having a long conversation, as I said, because Mo had to leave. So then we were just talking in general with Anthony. And I just have to say, shout out to that office. It was great. It was easy. They took care of me. They did what they needed to do and just told me what I had to do. And it's just been, it was a real joy. So I have to say, hats off to Bruticos, his mom and dad, for raising such a fine young guy. And to Mo Baldessari, he was wonderful. And so just big shout out for that office. So anyway, I'm on the mend, not 100% yet at all, but it's working. I can see it and feel it.
Well, what did he do? No.
Well, it just examined my foot, took the x-ray, really, you know, they examined where, you know, just go all over your feet to making sure nothing was broken, because, you know, you never know. That can always be what it is. So thank God that wasn't the case. So I know that I injured it doing what I explained. I know that that's what happened. Either I sprained it, that it was sprained or strained or, you know, nervy. I don't know at this point. We really don't know. We know there's nothing broken, so the next thing is to get the inflammation down, and that's what we're doing now. So that was all. I was just a big mess, and I got a sty in my right eye, which I never had in my life. I'm telling you, I was just a mess the last week. Not that anyone wants to hear my HIPAA stuff here, but I'm just, or my medical stuff, but I'm just blowing HIPAA all over the place now. But but everything is on the mend, which is all a good thing. So
that's good.
Yeah. So I'm trying to just relax and not do a lot. That's not easy, and I haven't been hugely successful, but enough that I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, well, that's good. Glad to hear that.
And a big shout out to Bob Schlesinger. It was his birthday yesterday, August 10th, and he was here for dinner. So happy birthday to Mr. Bob Schlesinger.
Good.
Yeah. Well, so what else? What happened on your end?
Well, yeah, I have to do a shout out to, I guess it would have to be to Arnie Flam and Susan Flam Wilkerson, who is his daughter, for the wonderful afternoon, I don't know what you want to call it, memorial service. That's too stiff. But just a commemoration of the life of Jeannie Flam, who was Arnie's wife.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah.
Yeah. That was coming up at that point.
Right.
So I wasn't sure I know that they had been, if not the number one fan, close to the number one fans of the group called the Wannabes.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew when I talked to Arnie, I think I said this last week, that he had always, that they loved the band so much and they were such close friends that they always gave him the microphone. And he had a couple songs that he always sang with them. And I said to him when he said that they were going to be there, I said, so are you going to sing? And he said, oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to be too choked up to do that. I said, well, okay, but I'd love to see it anyway. He said, oh, all right, we'll see what happens. So that afternoon we were under a tent outside at a Camelot restaurant in Waverly. And sure enough, two of them were there. I think there's a third guy who was in Florida or something. I've never seen them perform before. So I didn't know anything about it. But sure enough, Arnie got up there and he sang Henry VIII, I Am, I Am. And he also did the other song about, that was the second song. I forget what it is now. I can't remember. But it's a classic from probably the 70s. And he just kept going. He was having a wonderful time. There were probably about, I'd say, 30 to 40 people there. And we had wonderful butlered hors d'oeuvres. And it was just fun. It was just nice to see a lot of people. And the thing that I thought was interesting about it is that you never know until you attend something like that how far-reaching your influence is to people. And people showed up for this thing that I knew from very different circumstances. And I never had a chance to go around the room and say, how did you know Jeannie Flam? You know, because I'm trying to figure out what the connection was, because it seemed like a very, very
diverse group of people.
Diverse, thank you, is the word I was looking for. A diverse group of people. And it was just interesting to see that they all came together to celebrate the life of someone who was just such a wonderful woman. And what really got me was, I don't know if it was Arnie or Arnie and Susan, who actually put together a beautiful collage of pictures of Jeannie. And it was, I knew she had passed, but I hadn't made the connection. That really had not sunk in because there was no funeral. There was nothing, as we call it, for closure. So right. When I walked over and started looking at the pictures, I could feel my throat tightening up, and I thought, wow, I can't believe that she's gone.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to process that, but it is what it is. And as Arnie had said many times, Jeannie developed ALS before she died, and she actually died because she developed pneumonia. Didn't have the resources in her immune system because of the other issue.
Right.
So
right.
It got her. And as he said, I'm so happy this is how she left us rather than the horrible end to ALS.
Right.
And in that regard, I agree 100%. And time for us to take a break. So you're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And a couple weeks ago, I was talking about an article that I had read about 365 questions, one for each day of the year, that are designed to make people really think about the answers to these questions. We did a couple of them in a show a while ago, but I was fortunate to find that article again. And so I would love to get back to some of those questions because I think they're really great. So why don't I ask you first and then I'll answer second. Okay?
All righty. Yeah.
All right. So when was the last time you tried something new?
Just this week when I tried and had to call the podiatrist.
Yes, that's a good one for you. Yeah,
and take steroids for the first time. So there we go.
Okay.
And how about you?
Those are big. Yeah, well, I think the last time was a week and a half ago when I actually tried a new manicurist. That sounds so trite, but I had been with this woman for probably, 15 years, 20 years. And she retired, and so I said, okay, time to start something new. And as we discussed last week, I went to someone that you referred me to, Jess, who's with RD Design. Is that the name of the company?
RD, Studio RD.
Studios, yeah, RD Studios. And it was fine. I went out there and said to myself, okay, you got to try something new. So I did, and I was very, very happy with what I did.
There you go.
Okay. Who do you sometimes compare yourself to?
Marilyn Monroe. No.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. The Queen of England.
Yeah. The Queen of England. I really do. I always say that. People say, I always say, look at how good she looks, and she does. But I do. I don't really think, I just mean I would like to be, I always say, the Queen of England and I were switched at birth. So I just, that role. So I kind of do say that. But, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I would say that I compare myself to Susie Orman and find her wanting.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Uh-huh. What gets you excited about life?
Ordinary, every day, waking up in the morning and getting up and doing what you got to do, but especially in the summer and, as we've spoken about before, just to be in my own surrounding, in my own little corner, in my own little chair.
Oh,
I can be wherever I want to be. And so I just do. I love just every day experiencing nature and what it holds for the day and making just those kind of things. The peace around accepting to be a little more grateful for my surroundings.
Okay.
How about you?
So, well, I think a lot of things that maybe are disconnected, but they still get me excited. I love to see in spring when the flowers start to bloom and
yeah.
The crocuses come up, or the croci, depending on how you prefer to say it.
Yeah.
When they start coming up, it just fills me with such a wonderful, with joy, I guess, because
uh-huh.
I know that everything else is going to start following after it. I
yes.
love to see all that unfold.
Uh-huh.
And I think the other thing that gets me excited about life is being around babies and toddlers, and you watch them as they experience the things that we all take for granted as adults.
Yeah.
Just the simplest things. They're fascinated by them. They are very inquisitive. They have a great degree of curiosity about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to watch that. I just think that's such pure energy. I think that's really great. And then what do you wish you spent more time doing 5 years ago?
Wait, say that again. Spent more time doing what?
What do you wish you spent more time doing 5 years ago?
Probably spent more time, and I spent a lot of time with my mother, but probably I would spend more time.
Yeah. I wish that I had spent some more time really looking at starting this business I now have. And I'm not saying that I would have changed my mind, but I think I would have done some things differently that I now know that I should have done 5 years ago. But that being what it is, I don't think I would have changed the outcome as it is now, but I might have maybe been more profitable. I might have been more organized about it. I'm not sure what exactly would have been different, but I really think I would have taken a more introspective look at everything I was doing and just mm-hmm. to see if it made sense. But okay, that's it, What's a belief that you hold with which most people or many people disagree?
Disagree. Wow, Lynn, that's a tough one.
It is.
I have a lot of beliefs.
Well,
but I don't know.
Think about it. Let me answer.
Yes, you know what yours is?
Get some time. I think that one of my, maybe it's even a pet peeve or whatever it is, a belief that that people should not sacrifice their own financial stability to put their children or grandchildren through college, where the it's just ridiculous. I mean, how much money they will spend on a fancy college education when it is something that deprives them of some financial security. And it's something that it's hard for me as a financial advisor to advise people when they are so adamant about, I want to pay for my kids so they have no debt. And those kids are probably going to make three times what you're making, but they can't see that in the moment. And so it's lost forever. And then I would say, you know, what are you going to do in retirement? Oh, my kids will take care of me by then. Oh, okay.
I kind of thought of mine, too. And maybe it's not most people, but I think a lot of people would agree. I disagree is that I think that Hillary Clinton should have been president before Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
Like that year,
okay.
I think she should have been the one and not Barack Obama. Just because I thought she, at that point, she was the most, well, in both times, she was the most qualified. And I just think she should have been, that should have been her. And I know that doesn't matter about, it's an election, so people are going to vote for whom they want. But it's just, I just think he could have waited. He could have waited. He was young enough to wait a little bit. That's all. So there we go.
Okay. All right. What can you do today that you were not capable of a year ago?
Lots of things, but probably most of it is, I mean, I've always been able to speak my mind, but I speak it, I think, more clearly and more concise and with a little more, I just think it's more honesty.
Okay. Why in the last year do you think that changed?
I don't know. I don't know because I just think the more you work on yourself, the more you look around, and at the last several years have been so fleeting. We just, you know, it's not the spending time, the doing what you want to do, being able to say no, and you know, you that's just honesty. Or, you know, here's the question, and here's if someone says something, and then I say, well, here's what this was, and I think that I'm able to do that, but it's in a softer, I mean, not that, I just think how I do it is just an easier form for me to get across and still make my point, but get the point across that I'm trying to, without it looking like I'm beating it over your head. So I think that I just think you look back and see how much was lost in the last several years. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I have to make it quick because we're out of time here, but I would say that the one thing I can do today that I couldn't do a year ago was find time for myself and make myself take that time. I always had reasons why I couldn't. So anyway, that's a good thing, and I know everybody applauds it. So keep doing it.
All right.
On that note, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Bob Sevakinas,
who is going to talk
to us about the upcoming documentary. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's three decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us today is Mr. Robert Savakinis, who is the producer, director, creative mind, along with a partner of his for this wonderful documentary that will be seen at the Circle Drive-In on Thursday night, August 18th. The name of it is, and I just love it, Scranton's Championship Season, When Hollywood Came to Scranton. And Bob is going to talk a little bit about that. It's a documentary on the actual movie, that championship season, which, of course, was Jason Miller's Pride and Joy, and Jason Miller, one of our own homegrown, West Scranton homegrown guy. So, Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lori and Lynn, for having me on as a guest and give me a chance to talk a little bit about my next upcoming documentary, Scranton's Championship Season.
Yeah, Bob, how did you, I mean, I know you do many documentaries, but how did you decide on this one?
Well, this is actually my ninth documentary that I've put together. I started with Rocky Glen, which everyone had great stories about Rocky Glen way back when and still does. But the idea continues. The theme is almost there all the time with my documentaries. As time goes along and people age, you know, the stories get slowly forgotten, people pass along and everything. And I start looking at, we need to document the history of these great events, these great things that happened in Northeastern PA and Scranton and things like that. And that championship season, 1982, as kind of the tagline goes, Hollywood came to Scranton to make a film, a major film, showcasing, highlighting the Scranton area with so many major actors like Robert Mitchum, Martin Sheen, the late Paul Sorvino, who just passed away, Stacey Keach, Bruce Dern, and everything. And it was a great opportunity to go out there and meet with people who participated in the film way back in 1982, 40 years later, along with the idea of saying, you know, when Hollywood comes to a town, they can make a great economic impact, a great cultural impact, and things like that. So I thought it's a great way to showcase Scranton in addition to talking about that championship season.
Yeah, and Bob, and Lynn, you remember, right, of course. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely. I mean, that was I was working for the Third National Bank as a young kid and 21 years old, and I remember all of the excitement that went along with these actors, you know, walking around and being part of the scene as you know, they filmed this, and all of the places that they went and the school. I think it was Hamilton School, which now is now turned into condos, which I think Art Russo still owns, a Westsider, and Jason Miller as a Westsider himself. Lynn and I are both proud West Scranton born and raised. And Bob, that was so exciting. And I think Jimmy McNulty, he was, am I wrong, was he mayor then in 1982?
Yes, he was. Actually, one of our interviewees was Evie McNulty, the late Mayor Jim McNulty's wife. And, you know, she talked, reminisced a little bit about how much Jim loved the city of Scranton and how much he was so excited to be a part of having this film, this major studio, the Cannon Group, actually, was the name of the company, that came to Scranton to make this movie and kind of worked with Jason on making his dream come true.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Bob, how were the interviewees that you were able to collect for this documentary? I'm assuming they were very receptive to the idea and able to give you the information that you needed to put this all together and bring it to fruition.
Everyone was, I think, super thrilled and excited about it just because of the idea. It was a chance to go back in time and remember what it was like 40 years ago when, you know, you were younger. People were a part of making this movie and everything. We interviewed, I think it was 22 people total, and we tried to break it down with the segment of the idea that we wanted to go to some of the locations where the movie was filmed. You know, we interviewed at the Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel, which back in 1982 was boarded up. You know, you'll see the stars,
right,
they walk
right
past it, and it's boarded up, and here it is, this thriving business for many, many years. We went to the Horger home, which is in Taylor, where they filmed exterior locations and some of the interior. We interviewed the daughter of the owner. We interviewed, actually, the owner as well. She's up in age now, but we interviewed her to talk about what it was like having the stars staying in their home and filming and everything. You know, Naog Park, we went to Naog. We interviewed a local musician, Jim Cullen. He talked to us a little bit about his song that he created that championship season. He produced a 45 on it. So in the documentary, you'll hear Jim sing a little of his song, that championship season. You know, just a lot of great interviews. You know, I could go on with all the people that we interviewed. There's just so many fun stories. Judge Margie Bisignani, we interviewed her in her chambers, which was used in the movie as the setting for City Hall, in addition to her courtroom that was also used in the movie as well. So, you know, everybody opened up their doors to let us film what the places look like now as opposed to what they were back in 1982 when the movie was filmed there.
And, Bob, you do have a co-producer, co-director, co-executive producer. Do you want to talk a little bit about her and how you guys decided to make this happen?
Yes. Her name is Luz Cabrales. She has a business called Scranton Films. And the same idea. I mean, she comes from the same mentality that I do. She wants to make things happen. She wants to collaborate. And I always consider myself kind of the people person. I'm out there getting our interviews, getting our locations, raising the money to produce these projects and things. I'm kind of like the producer person. And Luz, I see as the technical person. She brings her knowledge of the camera, of editing, of lighting, and all those things. So we made a nice combination in doing this documentary. And kind of like I said earlier, this is like my ninth documentary, and I work with another partner. His name is Tim Novotny, and Tim and I have so much work for documentary that I had to reach out and find somebody else, and Luz has been now brought in on this team of mine on making more documentaries down the road. I could do a quick little announcement that we're also going to be working up and finishing a documentary called Scranton's Wholesale Block, which we should have out in the December, maybe December, January of this year. And we're going to reminisce and take a look at what the wholesale block of Scranton looked like from, you know, probably the early 1900s up until the 1970s.
Unbelievable. Wow.
That would be a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, I mean, that's what these do. I mean, that's the beauty of them. Now, Bob, so it's going to air on the 18th, as I said earlier, of August. Tell everybody, too, what is the length of time, exactly what will happen that night on the 18th, and what people can expect if they decide to go, and we hope you as many people as you can get in there. So tell everybody about what to expect.
Okay, well, I do also want to add, we interviewed Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti, and we looked at the aspect of how Scranton has developed so much in all these years and how filmmaking can help a city out. So I believe Mayor Cognetti will also be in attendance that night. So on August 18th, Thursday night, we will be at the Circle Drive-In. I'm going to ask guests to get there around 7 o'clock or so. The cost is, I believe it's going to be $9. You can certainly check out the website of the Circle Drive-In, and some of those proceeds will benefit the Lackawanna Historical Society as part of their movie series that they're showing. Again, so we'll be at the Circle Drive-In, 7 o'clock or so, the gates will open. We're going to show the documentary first, Scranton's championship season. The documentary is an hour and 10 minutes. There'll be a brief intermission, and then we will show the original movie, 1982, of that championship season, you know, Jason Miller's film. We're going to have some displays. We have some nice props, posters, autographs that we collected over time, photos, just things like that from the movie itself. So they'll be on display. We, of course, created a DVD of it, so that'll be available to purchase. We recreated the bumper stickers, honk if you were in the movie that championship season. So it'll be kind of just a way to reminisce about, you know, 40 years ago and everything. So, you know, that's pretty much some of the details on it.
Lynn, will you be honking?
Yeah, I'd be honking.
I'm going to honk anyway,
though,
just pretend I was in it. Go ahead, Lynn. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to ask, how was it that you came up with this topic? Why that as opposed to anything else? And what kind of collaboration did you get from the people who actually made the movie or any of the stars?
Well, what we did, as I said earlier, just the idea of filmmaking and how it can impact a community. So I went back thinking about, you know, like what films have been made in our area, and probably the largest one was called That Championship Season. It was made by a group called the Cannon Group, which was a company that was formed in the late 70s and lasted until the 90s, and they produced over 200 movies. And the majority of their movies were with Chuck Norris, Charles Bronson, like action-type stars. But this time, this became like something that elevated them as a company. And it kind of brought them up a little bit more in stature for more of a, you know, an arts type of film. And when Jason got the approval of the Cannon Group that they were going to make this movie, they kind of worked together in it that they both wanted to make it happen. So, you know, that was where the movie idea came from, the company that was involved with it. And then just looking at the idea that locally, I think people always want to touch Hollywood. They always want to, whether they want to get an autograph, they want to be in a photo with a celebrity or something like that. So I thought it was a great opportunity to showcase a movie that was a major movie that was made in northeastern PA, you know, especially in the Scranton area.
He won a Pulitzer for that, right? For that championship season?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very ironic that he won the Pulitzer Prize for the play, then they turned it into the movie, and then when Scranton Public Theater was resurrected, he starred in his own play that he won a Pulitzer for.
Yeah, it's really cool. That's really neat.
I have to add one more other fun little story, Lori. As we were doing the documentary and interviewing, there was a scene in which we have one of the security guards, the police people that were on set. He tells the story of that he had to make a beer run, and he had to get some beverages for like a scene in the movie or something. And he said, we had to go to Cadden Brothers, and that's where we got our beer and beverages.
Oh! Yeah,
so
and
you'll hear Cadden Brothers
go.
List.
Yeah. How much did she pay you to say that?
They did not pay me a thing. It just came right off during the interview.
No, he's,
I love it.
You know what? He's Bob gets me back on that one in a way, Lynn. As you know, Bob is married to the lovely and talented Marianne Savakinas, who is the executive director of the Lackawanna Historical Society, and is just the one. I tell her all the time, she's one of the best ever at not just that. I mean, in general, as an executive director, she's a wonderful, incredible lady, and I've always been a big fan, and I'm on the board, and I love her. And when years and years and years and years ago, when I was doing a show for Talk of the Town on ECTV, I was on the front porch of the Historical Society. I don't even know if I was on the board then. And I was doing a show for Marianne, and Bob was there. And I said, okay, this is it. I'm outing you two, because they just had gotten engaged. And I outed Bob and Marianne on ECTV. Right, Bob?
I thank you for that always, because I always consider Lackawanna County the promised land. It's a wonderful county, a lot of great stuff, and just so many opportunities. As I said, you know, this documentary will have a lot of fun with that and bringing everybody together again to reminisce of 40 years ago.
So we're going to say it again. You can go to see when Scranton's championship season, when Hollywood came to Scranton at the Circle Drive-In, about 7 o'clock. It's about $9 a person to partially benefit the Historical Society and part of their movie series that goes on during the summer. It'll be the documentary first, followed by the actual 1982 movie of that championship season, and it'll all be going on Thursday night, the 18th of August. So, Bob, if anyone wanted to get in touch with you, what would they do?
I have no problem giving out my cell number. You can reach me at 570-885-1384 if you just want to talk about this film or even with documentary ideas down the road, because I'm always looking to do future projects to capture and preserve our history. And for those that just want to attend the movie, I would just encourage you to go on either the website or the Facebook page of the Circle Drive-In and get more details or more information.
There you go. Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. Can't wait to go. I'll be there with bells on, and I'm so looking forward to it. So thanks, and thanks for all your work and all your continued success with the documentaries you do to bring that knowledge and information to local wonderful folks around here. So thank you for that. And I guess that was redundant, local folks around here. So local folks, I could end it at that. And, Bob, thank you. So we will see you, if I don't see you sooner, see you next Thursday. Everybody else, thanks for listening to us. As usual, have a great weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.